Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to The Cure, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Reporting live from the Mile High City of Denver, I'm your host, Dak Dish.
Monday morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Cue Up. It's Monday morning here in the city. It's beautiful. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Thanks for making us your new year. I've got Rotten Rod here with me. What's up, man?
Good morning. Could you play one that had a little dance beat to get me started?
Because I wanted it to be serious. So people can get serious about their resolutions. You know, I mean, we make these resolutions and they're out the window the next day. So I really want. How was your Christmas?
It was white. It's been very white here in Denver.
It's been very what in Denver?
White.
Oh, I thought you said warm. Yes, Denver is very white until you get to Five Points.
It's been very snowy and cold here in Denver.
Yes, it has been. And the holiday season's over. Thank God all that chaos is over.
Amen. Now my resolution, to be nicer to people.
Oh, my. That ain't no resolution. That's a miracle. Okay? That's that is a straight-up miracle. Oh, that's a miracle. That's not a resolution. You hear me?
Yes, it is a miracle. It will be a miracle if it happens.
It will be.
You might see three rainbows in the sky.
Well.
With sunshine flickering through. It should be 40 today, I hope.
You know, we're just a couple days into the new year. So I wanted to, we wanted to do a show about resolutions. What is the significance of resolutions, you ask? Well, I don't know. I think, personally, it challenges you, you know, and if you're able to live up to those resolutions, it makes you a better person. So I think, first off, it's the actual challenge. What do you think?
Revolution! Resolution. My biggest problem with resolutions, and I can't wait to hear from the callers. My biggest problem with resolutions is you set yourself up to fail.
And why would you say that?
Because you. Oh, when the beginning of the year comes around, let's do it. Oh, after the holidays, I'll eat better, blah, 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 blah. Well, why not do it before? Why not make it before instead of, why do you have to do it on the first of the year? Because it's a new year. And then by June, you're just as bad as off as you were in January. I don't know.
Oh, and I understand what you're saying. I think my problem with that is – you know, if they say, hey, you know what, I'm going to quit smoking or I'm going to go to work out on the 10th of January, you know, and then the 1st of January comes and then you've got the 5th of January and these people, you know, have other things going on. They're sidetracked, you know, on the job, the kids. The 12th comes around. They're like, Jim, what's that? So I think, you know, if they do it on the 1st, it's, you know, I think it gives them more motivation to want to go. I think it gives them, you know, I don't know. This is how I feel. I think it would give them more of a motivation to actually do it if they just do it. You know, like if you do it cold turkey, if you do things cold turkey 9 times out of 10, like, didn't you stop smoking cold turkey? And you did it...
Well, I used the patch for about a week, and then I just stopped, and I haven't had a cigarette in about 4 years and a month. But the problem
That's
is...
Awesome.
What I have learned, though, and it goes in hand in hand with cigarette smoking, and it also goes hand in hand with exercising and eating right. And it's all your mind over matter, and it's disciplining yourself.
It really is.
Your mind has to be stronger than the addiction, and your discipline has to be on target. It's that when you go to the store, all you buy is healthy food. And all you have at home is healthy food, and then you don't go out to eat. That's what I've learned. Not going out to eat, I eat better. Because if I'm going to go pay $20 for a meal out to eat, I'm going to have some decadence.
You're going to have some Texas Roadhouse, some, what else is there?
I'm
going to
have some of that Gristle melting in my mouth.
You're an idiot. Oh, my
goodness.
Well, we've got a great show lined up. We want to encourage callers to call in. We want to know about your resolutions. We really want one-of-a-kind resolutions. You know, we've heard about the no smoking. We've heard about, you know, going to the gym. And these resolutions, they honestly don't work. And I think, like Rodney said, maybe it's because you plan on doing it on the first as opposed to just, you know, taking time to make a time to do it, you know, like a couple weeks or like a month out, you know, something like that. So we want to know about your resolutions, what you guys have going on, what 2015 is going to bring you. So make sure you call our lines at 917-889-7006. We want to hear from you. Right now we're going to go to break after this song, and then when we come back, we're going to get into some news. You're on The Cue Up right here with Dax Dish and Rotten Rod. Here's Color Theory with We're Not Getting Any Younger. Rod, you should love this song.
I'm
right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
Chevy Colorado. When you find new roads, you win Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
Five friends find out that getting away is all it takes to get closer to what matters. Come to the REI Winter Sale and save up to 30% on all the best outdoor gear to help you do what you love. REI. Find out.
All right, we are back. Thanks for joining us on the Q-Op. Rod,
hey.
You there, man?
Hey. Are you there?
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, I was having some issues there, network problems. It was kicking me off, so I had to dial back in. Luckily, I timed it just right because that's, that's how good I am.
It's under the wire because I was like, oh, if I had to do this by myself, that would have been
right.
Crazy. Oh,
that would have been a cluster. Yeah. No, I have faith in you. I'm sure you would have done just fine. But So we want to get into some news right now. What's going on around the world in 2015? Hopefully, good stuff. I'm sick of the bad news. I'm sick of all the bad news.
All right. Then I don't have any news.
So, there's got to be something.
I really haven't paid attention much.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't paid much attention this New Year's to the bad news. There was only one story that I saw, and all I could do is think, Jesus, why?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Well, in Idaho, now, I think this is a true story. I still need to go and confirm it all, but I read a couple of different articles on it that this mother of four was in Idaho, can't remember the city, with her children walking around. Apparently, the two-year-old went into her purse and shot her gun and killed her.
Killed her mother?
Uh-huh.
Oh, for the love of what the hell?
And this is why I pray for people to get smarter. Why do you have a gun in Walmart, and why is your two-year-old in your purse?
That's what I'm saying. That's ridiculous. You know what? She almost deserved it.
Wow. Thank you.
It as bad as it sounds, I mean, you're going to let your two-year-old kid have access to a gun? What is wrong with you?
Well.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy New Year.
What about did you hear about the little 7-year-old girl? She walked away from that plane crash. Now that's a miracle.
Wait, the newest plane crash in Asia?
No, this one was actually where was this at? It was in Kentucky. It said federal aviation officials on Sunday were trying to determine what caused a small plane crash.
Oh, damn. No. Well,
through the woods. Yeah. She walked through the woods to safety. Wow. Can you imagine?
That's
what was she thinking?
That poor girl.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
And then let's go with the really sad news of the week. I'm sorry, but ESPN Stuart Scott dies at 49 after battling cancer for a very long time.
Yes, our condolences do go out to Stuart Scott, his family, his fans. He was a trailblazer at ESPN, and obviously known for his one-liner, "Booyah!" That was his one-liner. So we do mourn his loss today, and we send our hearts and souls out to his family, friends, and fans.
Yeah. And one more on condolences. Condolences of Sarah Palin's stupidity for taking a picture of her son, the one with Down syndrome, stepping on the family dog to get where he needs to go, using him as a stepping stool, and posting a picture and being like, "Oh, isn't that cute?" Mm-hmm. What should think about that one?
You're
yes.
tuned into The Queue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host. Paula Sala is a real Geico customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With Geico, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
Geico. Real service, real savings.
You don't want to dress having doubt. You want to dress to stand out. Whether you're skating, riding, or rolling around, whether it's nightlife, countryside, or daily downtown. Frequency style clothing. Step out in best quality fashions for less. Gucci, Nike, American Eagle, and so much more. You won't find the same quality in department stores. All products ship directly to their wholesale facility daily, passing savings on to you through their promotional shipping process. When it comes to looking good, don't waste any more time. Hop online at frequencystyleclothing.com and view their wide selection of boys, girls, women's, and...
We are back online. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties here today. I'm getting kicked out. Apparently, does not like me at all today. So, did you hear the last song that played?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I hope
okay.
I did.
Well, let's play Brian McKay, Price You Pay, and the phone lines are open 1-889-7. What's the number? 1-917-889-7006. You guys call on in. We want to hear about your New Year's Eve resolutions. So call us here and sorry we're having some technical issues today. It could be because of the weather. I'm not sure. But we want to hear from you. So give us a call. Right now we're going to hear Brian McKay on the queue up, Price You Pay.
Something
Rotten Rod here on the air, and we're waiting to hear from you guys. We want to hear about your New Year's resolution. So you guys need to give us a call here, studio 1-889. Why do I do that? 1-917-889-7006.
Because you have Down syndrome.
Oh, that's not very nice at all.
It was a lot nicer than me saying that you retarded.
Well, that's not nice either. You said your New Year's resolution was to be nicer, and I don't see that happening.
I was nicer because I said Down syndrome instead of retarded. So doesn't that make me a little bit nicer? Just a little? I think it does. But even though that's not the appropriate word to use ever, the R word, because apparently there's a lot of backlash from using it, even though that is the word I grew up with in the 80s.
Pump up the power with a high-performance Hot Wheels car and the goodness of new Go-Gurt strawberry yogurt, one of the fun choices in your McDonald's Happy Meal.
Here in Colorado, we're known for being rugged outdoorsmen, always reaching for that next summit, never satisfied with just good enough. But not anymore. Now that Colorado's made marijuana legal, we're spending our time cultivating the tastiest, most THC-intensive bud. And rewatching Inception. It's dedication you can taste. Dedication and Funyuns. So next time you're at the dispensary, reach for the real Rocky Mountain High. Pure Colorado Kush. What's in your bong?
So I found online, it was at YouTube, Spanky Valentine. Have you heard of her?
No. Who? Spanky?
Yes, her name is Spanky Valentine.
What?
Not Spank Me, Spanky.
Yes, Spanky.
Well, she was giving a, and I posted it on our Facebook page at the queue up, but she was giving us the top 10 most common New Year's resolutions among people.
Oh, and what are those?
So well, number 10 out of all, the number 10 resolution was to work out every single day.
Well, ain't nobody going to do that because I work out a lot and you work out a lot. And we ain't going to do it every single day because we get tired.
You get tired. Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. I mean, yeah, you want to look good and, you know, you want people to think you look attractive, but damn, you need a break.
Gotta get the rest.
Yeah, you got to have that rest. Gotta have it. Number 9, top New Year's resolution, get a hobby.
Masturbating isn't enough for people.
No, masturbating isn't enough for you.
Oh, who are you talking to like that? Oh, that's funny. Number eight.
This is a good one. Number 8, to save money and to pay with cash. What do you think of that?
Become a drug dealer.
Yeah. Right.
You can pay
like
with
a drug
cash
dealer.
Really.
But you know, and you know, it's a good point because you're not. I mean, there's a lot of interest on cards. You know, there's a lot of hidden fees behind it. So if you're paying cash, you know, you're just right out, you know, taking care of the purchase. No strings attached.
Is if you have a Visa or anything, you put money on it, but you pay it off every month, so you're not paying interest.
Pay as you go. Yep, absolutely. You pay as you go. Most definitely.
Number seven.
And then after this, we're going to play a song. But number 7, oh my gosh, really? Did you make this resolution? Number 7 on the list, Rotten Rod, watch more TV.
Watch more TV?
Watch more TV.
I need to watch less TV. Oh my Lord.
I know.
All the TV shows that they have out now, it's like orange is the new black, purple is the new blue, and
Especially with the crap that's on TV. Why do you even want to invest more time in TV? I mean, if it were something that was,
you know, there are really good shows. But when you get into a show that's called 90 Day Fiancé.
90 Day Fiancé?
Oh, yes. You should have seen the hippopotamus that wanted this young dude from, I don't know, Argentina or something. And he married her for a green card.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what they say, more cushion for the pushing.
Mm-hmm. Let's watch more of that crap.
Right. Well, this is Magic on the queue up. M-A-J-I-K. I found this song last night. I love this song. It's called Butterfly, and trying to get him on the show. We've got a great lineup this month of artists on the show. Raina Williams will be joining us. We'll play a track from her later on in the show. Boss Goody, hip hop artist from Denver, will also be on the show. Got a few more artists too. It's gonna be really fun. So I'm really excited, and I'm glad that you guys are tuning into the show. So stick with us. We promise a fun full year of excitement, entertainment, everything you could possibly imagine. Ain't that right, Rod?
That's right.
All right. Here's Magic on the queue up with Butterfly.
Paid attention when I told you the way that I felt. crying.
Here's Raina Williams on the queue up with What You Do. She'll be on the show on the 12th on Monday, so make sure you tune in.
Right here on BlogTalkRadio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
February 3rd, five friends find out that getting away is all it takes to get closer to what matters. Come to the REI Winter Sale and save up to 30% on all the best outdoor gear to help you do what you love. REI, find out.
Welcome back to the Queue Up. So apparently no one made New Year's resolutions.
Well, they probably learned from past mistakes.
I think we spoke too soon. I think I'm going to go to a song, and then we'll get...
You sure will. We'll be right back.
Right? Yeah. Right. Okay, yes, we'll do that too. But let's play Rumors Follow.
The suffering creeps up again. I cage my thoughts, I'll breathe the I cage my thoughts, I breathe the sin.
Yes, that was Rumors That Follow right here on the Q Up with Tonight. So we got some people that are online and they want to share their resolutions with us. Finally, someone called in. Oh, we got a third caller too. So let's get right to it. We're going to bring I believe it's who, Rod, who do we got on air here?
Sean. I believe it's Sean.
It's my friend Sean. Yeah. Sean, that's right. Hello, Sean. You're on the air, my man.
Yeah. I am most excellent.
What's
How are
going
you
on?
Doing? It's another
doing
day in paradise, and just getting ready for my radio show.
Well, I'll be listening in for sure. So, we just want to we want people to call in and give us their we want their one of a kind resolutions. You know, through the years, resolutions come and go. You know, people vow to stop smoking. They vow to go work out, and then that seems to go away a week later. So we want to know what type of resolution, what type of one-of-a-kind resolution you have for 2015. So what are your plans for 2015?
Oh, you know something, man. I make the same resolution every single year, and I think I've made this resolution now for the past 30 years. It's the same one. It never changes. And you know what?
What is that?
This resolution I've been able to keep to every single year. And would you like to know what it is? Let me tell you what it is.
I would love to know what it is.
I will never in my life make another resolution as long as I live.
Oh, that's fantastic, because that is fantastic, because I don't make them either.
And you know what I'm saying? And that is the one resolution I've been able to keep every year for the past 30 years.
That is amazing. You're not setting yourself up for anything. You know, if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it at your leisure.
That's right. And you know the best part about it is I have all year to just, like you say, at my leisure, keep my resolution. Hey,
absolutely.
Nah, man, I ain't gonna do that. That's my New Year's. Yeah, man, I'm keeping my resolution, baby.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, whatever it is, you know, I know you are the man. You are the man, Sean. You are, you know,
no,
I know Sean from school.
Yes, Sean's classmate.
Yes, and Sean's the real deal. Real talk here, folks. Real talk. So.
Oh yeah.
But I know you got to go.
Ain't no shame in my game, baby.
Absolutely. Well, I know you got to go get ready for your show. I got a couple other people I want to bring on the line, but I appreciate you stopping in, man. And
anytime. I love to be on your show one day. I want to be a guest on mine as well.
Yes, you will help us host one of these days. I will definitely call you on to do that.
Okay, you got my number. Stay in contact with me, brother.
I will do that, my man. You take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
guys. Tell your queen
I said hi.
Yes, absolutely. Tell the missus hi.
I sure will.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling.
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Hi. Hello. Yeah, you are on your cell phone, and you're on air. Who's this?
It's Carrie.
Hey, Carrie. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just dragging myself home after buying an ounce of weed down at the dispensary.
Oh, for the love of God.
Here we go. Did you say what I think she said?
Hey, this is internet radio.
Did you say what I think she said about a dispensary and weed?
She did.
Oh, I did at 800.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. I'm so
all right.
Sorry.
It's all good. Well, we want to know about your one-of-a-kind resolution for 2015. So what are your plans?
I want to become republished as the creative writer before the end of 2015.
Nice. That is a great resolution, even a goal to have.
Actually, a book that I want to publish. And my resolution. Because I couldn't think of anything else I could give up or do.
Now, tell me again, because I had to go to the
screening
room.
I love them too much.
Rod, what was her resolution?
What was her resolution?
To be published again before the end of 2015.
To be published?
Yes.
Yeah, again.
Again. Like as in a book?
Yes.
Yeah. A book of short stories.
I didn't know that.
Early 90s in San Francisco.
Oh, the one that you wrote. Yeah, I think I read one of those, and they were actually, it was pretty compelling. It was gritty.
Thank you. Am I allowed to talk about it at all? Do you want me to talk about it?
Well, you could. Is it in regards to your resolution? Of course.
Yeah. Well, when I wrote that story, and especially you were very impressed by it, I thought, and I trust your taste, I thought to myself, my experience from 1992 to 1996 in San Francisco growing up is worth documenting.
In San Francisco, yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I think that it will be something a lot of people can relate to, even though, you know, it's supposed to be like this weird place, but I think working on that kind of writing is really important. I think creative writing is the most honest way to record history.
I totally agree with that. Writing is important, no matter what style of writing. It is important, absolutely. And you've got a great voice. You've got a great voice in your writing. And I just burped on air, but maybe you can bring that. You can bring that on the show. You can bring that on the show one of these days.
I'd be happy to.
I think that'd be
a lot of fun.
Well, you know. Well.
Hello.
Hello. Well, I think you know, just got lost or something.
Who got lost?
Oh, you. We didn't hear you for a minute.
Are you both high right now? I've been here.
Well, yeah, but that's not the point,
totally,
because you are too.
All right, well, I got to get to the next caller, Kara, but thanks for calling in, babe. We'll be in touch, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Zach.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, baby.
All right, bye.
Best of luck on your endeavor. We'll talk to you soon. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
You're tuned in to The Cue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
February 3rd, five friends find out that getting away is all it takes to get closer to what matters. Come to the REI Winter Sale and save up to 30% on all the best outdoor gear to help you do what you love. REI, find out.
It never goes the way I planned it out. One time I left here, one time I never came back in. One time I left here, well, that time I never looked back. And I wonder where I'll be, just another faded memory. Words spoken, never true, nothing more. The only place that makes any sense, it seems like. Well, my heart's still beating, reminding me that I'm still alive. And these notes I'm playing, they help to say what's on my mind.
From the queue up, that was Tyler Stanfield with Leftovers. Great song there. Well, get back into this top 10 list, though. Where did we leave off at, Rod? Do you remember?
We are now at number 6.
We're at number 6. Okay, so number 6, according to Spanky Valentine, not Spank Me, Spanky. Spanky Valentine says, the number 6 top 10. Do you hear that?
I hear you.
Oh, do you hear that? Threat has been detected.
I hear everything.
Do you? Do you hear yourself snore at night?
Oh,
wow.
I hear the stupid creaking on the floor, too.
So number 6 on this list, she said, eliminate haters and complainers. Wow, that should be number 1.
Well, then everybody should just shoot themselves right in the head, because a lot of people are haters and complainers. Because, I mean, that's a lot of people. Most people complain. I don't care if you're driving down the road and someone cuts you off, you're complaining. Now, what's number 5? you have number five? Well, let me see. Number five. I don't have the list, but I can make up something. Number five. Number five, let's quit smoking.
Did you hold it down?
Well, I don't know. I was making up number five. What are you doing? We are having some major technical difficulties. So, I don't know. Kitty? Do we have a kitty caller now? Oh, I don't really know, but the top 10, number 5, Jesus, I'm so glad you can edit this. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Were you keeping the listeners entertained?
I don't know. I try to find this Spanky's top 10 list, and I can't.
Ah, for the love of God. Okay. So number 6 was to eliminate haters and complainers. Number 4,
yes.
Clean.
Five.
Number 4
five.
Is clean your. Oh, five.
Five.
Okay. Oh, number 5,
six,
call
five.
Your grandma.
Oh, she's
I
dead.
Said 5. Ah, both of them, right?
All of them.
Well, no, mine isn't, but your both of yours are, and I've got the pleasure
well,
of meeting you.
Well, you've probably got one foot in the grave then, don't she?
Oh, sure.
Are you there? Well, apparently number 5 was to call the grandma.
Number 4 was clean your closet.
Oh, shit, I came out of the closet, so I cleaned it.
How did you... I seen your closet. How the hell did you get in there?
Oh, magically.
Yeah, that's the question. Well, we've got two more, but before we go into those, we've got one last caller, so let's get Miss Kitty on the line. Miss Kitty, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes,
hi,
I am.
What's going on? Hello. Happy New Year.
The same to you. I wish I could be happy,
well,
but... It'll get there.
It will. So what type of resolution did you set up for yourself? You know, we've been talking to people and trying to figure out, you know, what are some of the resolutions this year? Obviously the most common are, you know, not smoking, going to the gym, you know, getting laid, whatever. So what's your resolution for this year? What's your one of a kind resolution?
So I have a bit of a story to tell. So the way I'm going to describe it is going to be in comparison to what pot smokers know as a blue dream. So mine is to have a blue dream this year. And I will definitely explain that for all those. And I'm not trying to say I'm trying to be a smoker, but I will give you the story and let you know what's going on. So
please do. But before you do that, not to interrupt, is a blue dream, is that better than a wet dream?
Well, according to MJ smokers, yes.
Wow.
Okay,
now I want to hear about it.
Okay, so here it goes. So my story is going to talk about an angel on earth whom happens to be my mother Maria. So what's going on is that this person, she's the most amazing woman that I have ever known in my life. So she's the type of person that, like, she lives on a fixed income, but she would, if you needed help, she would totally help you. She has, between all of her children, great-grandchildren, and all the spouses and everything, we have over 50 people. Cook the dinner for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, even for New Year's, enough for over 50 people. So what's going on is that on November the 13th, I happened to stay home because I was feeling ill this day. I had a flu that involved, like, vomiting and everything. So that day, that night, actually, my mom tells me, Kitty, my stomach is hurting. And so I told her, what's going on, Mom? And she was like, I think I'm constipated. My stomach is really hurting. So I gave her something to help it. And then all of a sudden, she got this urge to start vomiting. So I said, Mom, don't move. Just stay here. I'm going to get you a trash can. And so I got her a trash can so she wouldn't have to, like, run to the bathroom because my mom's an older woman. So she sat there and she started vomiting. So I went to my room because I felt super guilty because I thought it was because of me that she was vomiting. So I'm in my room and my partner tells me, your mom has been in the restroom for a couple minutes. So I go knock on the door and she doesn't respond. I open the door to find her laid out on the bathroom screen, Mom, Mom. And I pulled her over. Excuse me. And I sat her up and she actually sat up and responded. And so I call my partner to help me to pick her up. And when I turn back, my mom is such a short lady. She's like 4'11". She actually while she was sitting down, she fell back and hit her head on the toilet, then on the floor. And I was like, oh my God. So I immediately called my sister and then we called 911. So when the ambulance got there, they said, your mom is having a stroke. We're going to have to fly her out.
What?
So they flew her out to Inglewood Hospital. Took me an hour to get there. When I get there, this doctor is making me feel like, so guilty. He says, you took too long to respond. Your mom is not going to make it. She's probably has like 2 days to live. And he said, why did you take so long? I said, but I didn't. She got here within an hour, and which they consider the golden hour. So after this point, I was feeling so guilty. I couldn't stop crying. I was having such a hard time with it. So
yeah.
2 days, and I know, and Mom's still here. So from this point, I'm not a nurse. I'm not a doctor, but I knew because she was. Because she actually went into a coma from the day that she went into the hospital. So she went into a coma. So I knew because she was in a coma that I was going to have to start exercising her limbs so that she could still be able to use them, you know. So I did.
Yes.
And then I began to talk to her. I began to massage her. I began to put lotion on her. And every time callers would call me, I would put them on speaker and had everybody speaking to her. So then the doctor comes in, oh, she's probably not going to live past a month. So from that hospital, they switched her to an LTAC center, which is in the downtown Denver. And and I continued exercising her. I continued massaging her, putting lotion on her, because all this is creating like brain stimulation. They also said that she was going to be paralyzing me. They also said that she would be paralyzed on her right side of her body. So that side I would exercise more than the left side. So anyway, the next step of the healing process was that she was going to have to be transferred to a skilled nursing facility. So we get to the skilled nursing facility, and by the next day, she's rushed to the hospital again. And this time, she's fighting pneumonia. So the nurse comes in and she tells me, you know, your mom's had a heart attack this year. She's had a stroke and she's had pneumonia. So this is really hard on her heart. And I can tell that her heart is weak. Now we're talking a nurse, not a nurse practitioner, which can be a provider, but under that. So the next day the doctor comes in and he tells me, we did a cardiogram on your mother, and she, her heart is great. There's nothing wrong with her heart. Of course there is, because she had a heart attack. But, I mean, considering everything she had just went through. So the point of the whole story is that, you know, even though I was told, like about 20 times from all kinds of different doctors, your mom's going to die, your mom's not going to make it, I never paid attention. And I have beaten all their odds. And it's not just me, it's my mother. She's fighting for her life as well. So my point I'm trying to get across is that, like, if somebody was to ever tell you that this person is going to die, you never give up. You massage them, you exercise their limbs, future to them, because all that creates brain stimulation. As long as you're showing true TLC to this person, they will fight for their life just as much as, excuse me, as I was helping her fight for her life.
Absolutely.
So
So
my goal for the year, because, you know, everybody keeps telling me she's going to die, her heart is weak, and I have beaten all their odds. We have beaten all their odds. So my goal for this year is to create this blue dream where I'm going to be happy, she's going to be happy, and I'm going to get her back to normal, where she can walk, talk, and be her beautiful self again.
That's wonderful.
That
is wonderful. And you have been, and the power of prayer, we talked about it. It doesn't matter whether you believe or not. You need, when you're sitting in that hospital room and it's you and your mother and it's just you, you're at a loss, the best thing to do is to pray. And you did. And look what happened. You know?
Not only was I praying to her, I would pray to her hours at a time. But I had relatives in California, Texas, Arizona. I had all them people go to their churches and put in prayer requests. Even my aunt, who lives in Mexico, put a prayer request. Mm. And you know what? You're absolutely correct. With the power of prayer, it does help. And it doesn't matter if you're religious or not, something is going to help you. Whatever you believe in, you just put all your faith in prayer and
all
it,
your
and
energy.
I promise you,
it's
going to help. So that is my resolution. To get my mom back to normal.
That's better. Yeah.
Just
keep me updated on her progress.
Yes, please. I will. I will. Sorry, it's cold out.
Yeah, keep us updated on the progress, and we'll have you on the obviously we'll have you on the show in the future too. But thank you for sharing that one of a kind resolution. I mean, you know, in a day and age where everybody's all about me, and you know what I can do for me and get for me. I mean, you really are, and I know it's your mother, but you're going above and beyond. And I would probably do the same for my mother. I'm sure that I would. So, but thank you for sharing with us. Yeah.
Not only have I gone up above and beyond, but I've seen, I'm not even getting paid. I've done everything to help this woman. And, if whatever's necessary, you do it. You help that person. Because
absolutely.
If you just see them, it's not going to happen.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for sharing. We really greatly appreciate it. We love hearing the story, and we will have you back really soon.
All right. Happy New Year to both of you.
All right, Miss Kitty. Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year. You take care.
You too.
All right, thanks. We'll be right back on the Queue Up with a couple last words.
You're tuned in to the Queue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
Pump up the power with a high-performance Hot Wheels car and the goodness of new Go-Gurt strawberry yogurt. One of the fun choices in your McDonald's Happy Meal.
Welcome back. So we're going to give our last two off this list, according to Stinky Valentine. Did I do three?
What was three?
Three was to get outside of your style bubble.
No, now, we did not go to three.
Okay, so you need to get outside of your style. You need to get outside of your style bubble. Stop wearing those ratty ass holy gym shorts, okay? And let's try to go for something a little bit more extravagant. Maybe some Armani or something like that.
Okay, well then you're gonna buy that for me, right?
I will get that for you on layaway.
Number two,
shrug off the small stuff. I could live with that.
Oh, I
just
do
shrug it off.
I step on it every chance I get.
I know you do, don't you? Oh, good Lord. I can't take you anywhere. And then our
number one. We already discussed, didn't we?
We need a drum roll. Yeah. Close enough. Yes, the number one. That was pathetic.
Kinda.
The number one resolution. Are we ready?
We're ready.
The number one resolution is don't make New Year's resolutions.
And I think your friend Sean said that best.
He did say that best. He said,
yes,
don't
he did.
Make any resolutions.
I agree. Don't. Just do it. It's always mind over matter, and it's all about the discipline.
Absolutely. Like Nike, just do it.
Right? Just do it. Just get
Absolutely.
On the treadmill and push the button.
Push the button. Go. Well, we want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Queue Up. We really appreciate our listeners. Appreciate you guys coming back and putting up with our crap. We're going to be back on Friday, so make sure you join us on Friday. And hopefully we'll know more about the Broncos.
Oh, we will. Well, we know they're playing Indianapolis Colts.
Well, we know they're going to the Super Bowl then.
That's right. That's right. Well, have a great week.
Thank you, Mars. Absolutely.
See you all Friday.
Have a great week, and we'll be back on Friday. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys then. Happy 2015.